Stacy Harris was born on July 26, 1918, in Big Timber, Quebec. Harris was an Army pilot whose leg was injured in a plane crash less than 6 months after he enlisted in 1937. That injury prevented him from re-enlisting in World War II. He would serve with the American Volunteer Group as an ambulance driver and with the French Foreign Legion as a dispatch rider. Before becoming an actor, he held a variety of jobs, including newspaper reporter, boxer, sailor, and an artist, including being a staffed cartoonist for the New Orleans Times Picayune. Harris was best known for his role as Agent Jim Taylor on ABC Radio's This Is Your FBI. He would perform on many of the episodes, mainly from 1948 to 1953. Jerry Devine, the program producer-director, told newspaper columnist Jack O'Brien, "Stacy has just the sort of voice I need for that quiet authority of the special agent on my show. On top of that, he's a good actor, and it's a combination on radio which can't be beat." His other roles on radio programs included Batman in The Adventures of Superman and Ted Blades in The Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters. He was also a member of the casts of Confession, Pepper Young's Family, and Destiny's Trails. Harris would perform on several episodes of Dragnet on the radio, on television, in both the original and revival series, and in the Dragnet movie. He became good friends with the creator and star Jack Webb. In fact, the friendship was so close that Webb named his first daughter Stacy in honor of Harris. He had a small recurring role on two TV series, The Life and Legend of Wyatt Earp in 1955, and O'Hara, U.S. Treasury in 1971, the latter of which was created by Webb. According to the Internet Movie Database from 1951 to 1972, Harris would have credit for work in a total of 148 television shows and movies. His last role was in the low-budget 1970 political thriller Noon Sunday, which was released 2 years after his death. Stacy Harris would die from a heart attack on March 13, 1973, in Los Angeles, California. He was 54 years old. Information for this biography was found in John Dunning's Encyclopedia of Old Time Radio, on the Internet Movie Database, as provided by John Hopwood, and from Wikipedia. For Old Time Radio Researchers, I'm your announcer, Patrick Andre. Thank you for listening.